And now, James Gravel.
In our previous lesson, we examined the necessity of prayer in the life of children of God. Now we would like to discuss the power of prayer. Prayer is a frequent topic of conversation among Christians. We pray in worship assemblies, we ask others to pray for us, and others ask us to pray for them. But do we truly see prayer as the powerful tool that it is, one that is able to help us succeed in this life in order to make it to the next? Do we routinely access the power of prayer in order to both endure and overcome the challenges and struggles that we often face? In short, do we really use prayer as God wants us to? If we are going to defeat the devil, succeed in this life, and make it to heaven, then we must realize the immense power of persistent prayer. And we must take advantage of every opportunity to serve God by using prayer as one of the tools at our disposal to help us be more than conquerors. Romans 8, verse 37. One thing is for certain, Jesus understood the importance and power of prayer in his life. From Mark 1, verse 35, we learn that it was Christ's custom to begin each day with prayer. Mark wrote, "In the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed." In Matthew 14, verse 23, we see Jesus leaving behind the multitudes so he could go to the mountaintop to pray by himself. And at what was undoubtedly the darkest time of his life on earth, we find Jesus, on the night of his betrayal by Judas, in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying. Matthew 26, verse 36 through 38 explains that Jesus began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed, and he said, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death." Later, Matthew 26, 53 informs us that Christ could have prayed to ask for more than 12 legions of angels. That's more than 72,000, and God would have sent them to him in his time of need. That is power of prayer. That same type of power is still available to God's children today.